The epistle for the third Sunday in Advent is taken from Philippians chapter 4. Brethren, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your modesty be known to all men. The Lord is nigh. Be nothing solicitous, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your petitions be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The gospel is taken from John chapter 1. At that time, the Jews sent from Jerusalem priests and Levites to John to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and did not deny, and he confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Art thou Elias?" He said, "I am not." "Art thou the prophet?" And he answered, "No." They said therefore unto him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of the one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as the prophet Isaiah. And they that were sent were of the Pharisees, and they asked him and said to him, "Why then dost thou baptize, if thou not be Christ, nor Elias, nor the prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there has stood one in the midst of you whom you know not. The same is he that shall come after me, who is preferred before me, the latchet of whose shoe I am not worthy to loose." These things were done in Bethania, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. Please be seated. I am the voice of the one crying in the wilderness. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. The season of Advent is one of penance and preparation. We're preparing, we must be ready for our Lord to come to us. And that is why we do the penance, in order to be prepared, to be ready for our Lord to come into our soul. Both of these things, the penance and preparation, were shown to us by St. John the Baptist. He'd even mentioned to the people, "Do penance, for the kingdom of God is at hand." Reminding them that they need to do penance in order to be prepared for our Lord's coming. Last Sunday, John sent his disciples to ask our Lord if he was the one. And obviously we know that St. John knew that our Lord was the Messiah because he was the precursor to him. He was the one that was preparing the people for the coming of our Lord. But he sent his disciples in order for them to know, for them to realize that he was not the Messiah, as many thought that he might have been. So St. John sends away his disciples so that the people may realize who the true Messiah really was. And so now it comes the time that the Jews, they come and they ask John, "Who is he? You know, is he the Christ? Is he Elias the prophet? Or is he the prophet to come?" And so St. John will answer in the negative to all of these questions. And he answers with a true humility. And this is a virtue that I think is very important for us. Humility, obviously, it fights pride. But it's also in this time period of Advent, the humble soul will be the soul that receives our Lord properly. Because for them, they realize to what state that they need our Lord to come into their soul. And that is what is important for all of us to realize, of how much that we need our Lord. And so that's why it was so important to see, even though St. John was this great character, this great one that we know during this time period of Advent is very much in all of the liturgy, even to the point of when you look at that our Lord said last Sunday, after St. John had left, he said, "I sent an angel before you." So our Lord recognizes to what point that St. John was so important in this. But yet St. John himself turns it back to our Lord. And so that's why when they ask St. John, "What do you say of yourself? You know, if you are not the Christ, if you are not Elias, if you are not the prophet, then what? Then who are you?" So that's why St. John says, I am the voice crying in the wilderness. So I think by this statement that St. John makes, it shows his true humility of who he was. Because with this first point of saying that I am just a voice, he spoke about the coming of our Lord. He spoke about our Lord being the true Messiah. He had said before, behold, the Lamb of God. And so for St. John, he mentions just about our Lord. He was preparing the people for one purpose. And so rightly so, when they asked St. John what was his mission, it was to prepare the people for our Lord. So he was this voice of making sure that they knew that our Lord was coming. That was his only office, is prepare the people for our Lord. That is, again, why we see that St. John last Sunday sends his disciples to our Lord. He did not want them confused that he was the Messiah. I mean, obviously, we see with the way of life of St. John how the people could have been confused at that time because of his life of penance, because of his preaching, because of his mortifications. All of these things showed such a holy man. Even to the point of where the people ask, how come you do penance and this other one that you're telling us does not? And so St. John again reminds them, behold the Lamb of God. And so St. John truly lived what he preached. He preached penance, he preached preparation for the coming of the Messiah. And so therefore the people were ready because of that. But he was this, just this voice that was calling out to draw them to our Lord. And then from that, he was a voice that cried out. And so again, for St. John, he just wanted them ready for our Lord, of telling them that the kingdom of God was at hand. The Lord is nigh. And so what is what the liturgy tells us throughout this time period of Advent, reminding us that our Lord is coming, our Lord is nigh. And so we must be prepared for that. And so St. John again proves himself to be a worthy instrument of God. But again, just an instrument. An instrument in the hands of God. He wasn't preaching himself. He wasn't preaching his own glory. He had the opportunities when they questioned him. Certainly, St. John could have said that he was a prophet. And even in a sense, he was more than a prophet, as our Lord said. But St. John, again, in his humility, he offers it back to our Lord. That is why St. John said, he must increase, I must decrease. He realized that when our Lord came for his public ministry, he would back away. Of drawing them to our Lord, out of true humility of realizing his office, his mission that God had given to him. He had performed it to the best of his ability. Granted, many people would not listen, would not follow our Lord, not see him as the true Messiah, but it wasn't because of St. John not doing what he was supposed to do. St. John led a penitential life. He preached them the truth. It was up to them whether they would listen or not. And so then finally he went out into the wilderness, the desert. And so for St. John, he went out into the peace and quiet of the desert or the wilderness in order for him to be prepared for this mission. You see that also with our Lord going out into the desert, preparing themselves for the mission that God had given to them. So St. John knew he had to prepare himself well. We can see that the desert represents the difficulties in following the ways of our Lord, but then also, obviously, the graces that are given to us to help us in that time period. And so he went out into this in order to listen more closely to the Word of God. And so it's important for us to see this lesson that is taught to us by St. John. Because of his preaching, he taught the people back then. And we see still to this day, he teaches us lessons, valuable lessons. St. John had told the Jews at that time, they asked him about how he was baptizing then, if he wasn't the Christ, if he wasn't Elias, if he wasn't the prophet. And that's where he mentions to them about, there is one that is to come, one that has stood in the midst of you that you know not, the latchet of whose shoe I am not worthy to loose, again, showing the true humility of him. Of how St. John led the people to our Lord. Of he must decrease and our Lord must increase. And that is the same thing for us as we continue closer and closer to the Feast of Christmas. Of how we must empty ourselves of our own desires, empty ourselves of the materialistic part of this time period, to ensure that we're preparing well for the Feast of Christmas. The spiritual aspect of it, that is what we must try to do at this time period. And that is where, if we recognize truly who we are before the eyes of God, we'll correct the faults, the weaknesses that we have. Because when we recognize God as who he is, or in the sense, the coming of Christ, the true Messiah that is coming, if we have a true humility for ourselves, we will recognize where we stand before the eyes of God. And then by that, we will prepare ourselves well. We ourselves will gain this virtue of humility to fight against the pride of life and helping us to be prepared for this great feast. Because in a sermon I was reading of St. Francis de Sales, he was talking about humility. And he mentioned of how a true humility will lead us to a greater love for God. It will give us a greater charity because we will recognize how weak we are before the eyes of God. We will recognize our place before God. And it will lend itself to a greater love for God. And that is what we're striving for in this time period. And that is where the true joy of this Sunday comes from. Because our Lord is coming. And so let us rejoice with the church, yes, but let us also prepare ourselves well for this feast. Empty yourself in order to fill it with our Lord, because the Lord is nigh and he will save us. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.